This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wrapping up, it appears, the impeachment trial in the Senate of President Trump. Members today are scheduled to vote on whether to call witnesses. Based on the latest vote counts, it does not appear Democrats have enough votes to get witnesses and additional evidence accepted. They wrapped up two full days of questions of House impeachment managers and Trump's defense lawyers yesterday. Meanwhile, front-running Democrat for the White House, former VP Joe Biden, comments this morning on the president's defense.
I find this defense absolutely astounding. Yeah, he did it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, George Washington's rolling over his grave with his farewell address saying, you know, the greatest threat to republics is being interfered with by foreign countries.
He spoke on Good Morning America. Brexit takes effect at 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight in the U.K., and this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on Brexit, as at 6 p.m. Eastern, the United Kingdom will formally leave the European Union. Speaking in London yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the Trump administration remains supportive of the move, approved by British voters in 2016.
The previous administration took a view that if the United Kingdom made this decision, they'd be at the back of the line. We intend to put the United Kingdom at the front of the line. This is a historic relationship between our two countries. Save for that moment we busted away a couple hundred years ago, it's been fantastic.
There is one less Democrat in the field for the White House. John Delaney announcing this morning he's dropping out of the Democratic race. The former Maryland congressman saying in a statement that a lack of support and the inability to qualify for the debates were behind his reason for ending his race. The decision coming just 3 days before the Iowa caucuses. Delaney said on CNN the main thing is to beat President Trump. And this is USA Radio.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The deadline has passed for an Idaho woman to prove that her missing children are alive. Lori Vallow was given until last evening to take her 7-year-old boy and 17-year-old daughter to authorities or possibly face contempt of court. Well, she never showed up. The kids haven't been seen since September. The grandparents of the missing children believe that Vallow is involved with what they call a doomsday cult. A football coach in Michigan off the job after just a week over comments he made about Adolf Hitler. Morris Berger resigned from his position at Grand Valley State University yesterday. He got into trouble when he was asked by a reporter which historical figure he'd like to have dinner with. His quick answer was Adolf Hitler. He said the Nazi leader's ability to lead was second to none. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, already the richest guy on the planet. But he got even richer yesterday after the online retailer posted earnings results in a matter of minutes after the company released its quarterly earnings report. Amazon's stock jumped 12% in after-hours trading. That added about $13 billion to Bezos' fortune. In just that matter of minutes, Forbes estimates his net worth now at nearly $129 billion. And for U.S. USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live. A program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. How you doing, huh? And all things considered, not a bad week. I mean, hey, look, we suffered through the Senate trial of for impeachment of one Donald Trump. All the questions, I think, have been asked. And we'll see how this ferrets out. See if Mitch McConnell has the votes to call the question on whether or not the next step will be witness or no witnesses. Many senators believe that, okay, we've heard enough. I think many people, many Americans believe we've heard enough, and we understand this for what it is. I mean, this has actually been a sham, and the waste of money that has been perpetrated upon the American people is absolutely disgusting. You know, it's like, where's your point? I mean, you came marching over to the Senate. You said you had the goods that for sure, you know, as Adam Schiff repeatedly said and repeats to say, that the evidence is overwhelming. And, you know, and again, what concerns me, and you've heard me say this before, the rhetoric that has been poured into the bloodstream of the voter politic is very dangerous. Very much the same as what happened in the 2016, you know, campaign. You know, people were told that there was no way Donald Trump was going to win, that Hillary Clinton was going to win 99-1. It was impossible. And so then what happened when Donald Trump wins? And, of course, he wins on Barack Obama's watch. It was his administration. Also, as you'll recall, Barack Obama said the Russians, or anybody for that matter, had no way of even changing one vote, but particularly the Russians. Didn't happen. Totally in denial. But the American people were fed such rhetoric and such lies that they were led to believe that the only way that Donald Trump could win is if he cheated, which I find quite rich, James Hurston would say, that's what you call cognitive dissonance, is that you project your own guilt on the other. And this is what Democrats have continued to do. You know, for all the hand-wringing and, you know, brow-wiping and everything over the 2016 election, you know, the results that we got, and, you know, the ghosts that they have continued to chase after, kind of like Don Quixote chasing windmills, you know, what happened here? And we're realizing that, you know, Donald Trump's a lot smarter than people gave him credit for. And it goes back to some basics that we know, whether it's advertising or marketing, or in this case politics, that it's all about the message. I mean, James Carville said it's about the economy. That's true in part. But it's also about the message, because if you don't have the message, then you better have plenty of money. And for Hillary Clinton, you know, she had and spent, you know, probably four or five times more than Donald Trump did. But the message wins because that's how powerful it is. That's how you promote word of mouth. And we're waiting on Dr. Jerome Corsi, who should be joining us. Oh, he's here with us now. Dr. Corsi, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Good. I'm fine. Glad to be with you. Thank you very much.
Well, you got a chance, you and your bride now. You're celebrating your 29th wedding anniversary this year, and the two of you are working side by side. You did a YouTube video?
Yes, we did a YouTube video yesterday. Jason Goodman was here at our home in New Jersey, and we're revamping CorsiNation.com, and
good.
I'm encouraging my wife will be doing some shows of her own this year, and I think that's quite good.
Right. Well, that's excellent. So, of course, this week, so much to talk about and straighten out, because, which really, it just kind of blows me away, because even, you know, you say, well, we're having a trial, and the way the Senate, most of these, people being, you know, attorneys, I should say, you know, for the House managers, the way they talk, Jerome, I mean, what they're pouring into the bloodstream of the voter politic, I think is quite dangerous.
Well, we've got to realize, I think we all have to realize that the Democratic Party of John Kennedy is gone, it's dead, R.I.P., gone. This is a Democrat Socialist Party.
Mm.
And what you're seeing is how socialists have behaved on the world stage since the Russian Revolution, 1917. These are, you know, socialists, really communists masquerading as socialists. They'll deny they're communists, of course.
Right.
But the you know, the whole totalitarian nature of the left, where you see that even these, I think, very illuminating videos that are being done by Project Veritas right now, the Sanders campaign, that openly says that those of us who are the deplorables, who disagree in politics, there's going to be no First Amendment, will be sent to the gulags for thought reform.
Right.
And they don't tolerate debate. They don't tolerate. It's an ideology. It's a religion, and you know, it's, they hold that it's true because they believe it's true. So, we were told for months, for years, it was Russian collusion, and Donald Trump was a Putin asset, a Russian spy. Well, that's just not true, and Mueller could not find any evidence of that after an extensive investigation in which he wanted to imprison me. I mean, this was brutal.
Right.
And General Flynn, I think, will get acquitted. I think he will get the guilty plea rescinded. Already, the Sidney Powell filed a very brilliant brief on government misconduct in his case, which was massive. We have a criminal justice department. The bureaucracy is filled with these Georgetown leftists who think that they're God and were enacted to put in policy. We saw that in the State Department hearings that Adam Schiff held, which were a charade. I mean, the Democrats, you know, you can't. So, okay, Ukraine is the same as Russiagate. The Steele dossier was a lie at the heart of Russiagate, and here the whistleblower, who's still being hidden from view with a hearsay report that, by the way, lied on that report because it did not mention that he'd been in touch with Schiff's staff, and it was required on the form to disclose that. That's perjury.
Right.
So we got lies. The Democrats don't mind lying because, you know, they believe Donald Trump is a Russian asset. They even slipped that in the Ukraine thing, you know, that he did not give the aid, the military aid, so that Putin could win in Ukraine. Well, wait a minute. It was Donald Trump who gave the Javelin missiles for 2 years to Ukraine when Barack Obama did. And if anybody was working for Putin, it was Barack Obama.
Exactly.
But these are facts.
He's sending them blankets, you know.
And these are facts, but the Democrats do not care about facts. Other, you know, the, you know, it's, you know, biblically, you got to just look at the fruit of the tree and take a look at how it looks in San Francisco or on the West Coast with the homelessness and the squalor and the criminal activity. The Democrats, you know, Antifa is now the paramilitary arm of the Democratic Socialist Party. And we're facing a socialist revolution. These people are revolutionaries. This was a disgrace, the impeachment, because it was completely partisan. And it will go down completely, I think. The initial vote today on whether or not there'll be witnesses, well, John Bolton was truly exposed, there's not going to be any witnesses, but it may be a 50-50 tie.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, and what the Democrats are, I guess the best they can hope for, is there's not a clear judgment on this, so it gives them some plausible standing, right?
Oh, they'll continue. I mean, I don't think that the Chief Justice is going to rule. I think 50-50 loses.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
They'll lose on that, and some Democrats might even come over on acquittal when that's voted.
Exactly.
But this will continue because these Democrats believe in their heart that Trump is guilty of something. They just have to look to find it.
Exactly. Just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour, more from Dr. Jerome Corsi after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Values, faith,
service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Russian Independent, we are just for you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Dr. Jerome Corsi continues with us. Dr. Corsi, the ranting and raving of one Adam Schiff really speaks, as you said earlier, all you have to do is look at the fruit of the tree. And it is clear what the Democrats are about. And I know that America is having a hard time getting their brain around Americans, you know, people that you think were patriots working on behalf of the American people, selling out and going full-blown socialists. Trevor Loudon, who has done extensive research on this, point over the year, has been sounding the alarm for at least the last 4 or 5 years that there is a growing number of Democratic socialist that we keep electing into office. And this is what we have right now. Just forget about the rhetoric, just as you said, which is absolute wisdom that the voter politic needs to consider. Look at the fruit of the tree that the Democratic Party is producing.
Well, the rally the president had here in New Jersey this week in Wildwood, I think President Trump made clear he's going to run against the Democrats as socialists.
Mm-hmm.
And they are. They're completely. We formed a group with Trevor Loudon. It's been formed by Bishop A.W. Jackson called Stand Against Communism. Mm-hmm. StandAgainstCommunism.com. And I consider this will be a group we'll keep going even after the election year, because the Democrats are not going to stop. They're going to throw out of their party the Jack Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey traditional liberals. They don't want them.
Right.
Because this is the party now of AOC and Bernie Sanders, outright communist, Elizabeth Warren. I think Elizabeth Warren will be the candidate. One of the casualties, and I think the Democrats did this on purpose, is Biden's career is finished.
Yes.
I think it'll be hard to imagine that Hunter Biden is not investigated for some crime here. He certainly appears to have committed any number of them, including starting with cocaine abuse, which is well documented, thrown out of the Navy for it. And, this is a family that has been disgracefully exploiting money and politics and corruption. What we just saw was this is a coup d'etat. This is a this is a revolution, and that's going to be my next book in March. It's already written. It's in going into print right now. It's up on Amazon. But I'm saying that I said from the beginning, I wrote Killing the Deep State, 2018. I said there will be three phases. One, Mueller would fail. Well, Mueller has failed. Number two, we'll have the Trump counterattack that started today. And it's going to start when he's acquitted, and General Flynn is going to not go to prison. I guarantee you he's not going to prison. And the third phase, which I think will hit in by Election Day, and that's why I've written this new book, Coup d'etat, is that the American people will realize this is an attempt to conduct a revolution from within, a coup d'etat, a change of government, by the Democratic Socialists. And the traitor number one and number two are Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, who organized this Operation Crossfire Hurricane, which was criminal prosecutorial misconduct. Bill, I'm for moving the entire United States bureaucracy out of Washington, because the only way you're going to get rid of these SES bureaucrats who think that they're in charge, there's now hundreds of thousands more of them, thanks to Barack Obama. So if you put the State Department in the Aleutian Islands, I don't think these Georgetown liberals will keep their jobs. They'll rather quit and put the Department of Justice. If we don't just destroy the Department of Justice, close it down, along with the FBI, and I think destroy the building, which is my first recommendation, we're going to have to move the Justice Department to the Mojave Desert. Let them work out of there. Maybe Death Valley. That might even be better. But, today's an historic day. I think today, it's remarkable today. Today is the day Britain is pulling out of the EU. This is Brexit Day. Mm-hmm. And it's also the day Donald Trump is going to be acquitted. And if we go back to 2016, the Brexit vote preceded Donald Trump's victory, which was a surprise in November 2016. And Donald Trump is going to have a much larger victory this time, because we are going to expose to the American people that these Democrats are revolutionaries. They're socialist, if not communist, revolutionaries. And take a look at the universities. They have no intention of a First Amendment. They don't want any, they want to take guns away. Look what happens when these bureaucrats move to Virginia and take over the House and the Senate in Virginia. Now they're really ready for gun confiscation.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen. Not in the lifetime of those of us who, you know, were raised by parents and grandparents who fought in World War II. It's not going to happen.
Well, this is an opportunity for all Americans to put some skin in the game. I mean, as you say, when we talk about a coup d'etat, I mean, this is a military action that needs to be rendered at the ground floor by all citizens that care about the Constitution. Let's go back to what Benjamin Franklin said when he was asked, you know, so what kind of government do we have, Mr. Franklin? He says, a Democratic Republican, if you can keep it. And this is where we are right now. We're at that crossroads. Are we going to keep this Democratic Republic and really see, with our eyes wide open, what you've been saying, what many of us have been saying and warning the American people as to what's coming upon us? It is so outrageous. And this is what Adolf Hitler realized. You know, he said, well, how do you do this? How do you get the people to go along? Well, you give them a big lie. And the bigger the lie, the better. And this is what's been perpetrated on the American people, this humongous lie. And I'm like you, I'm very optimistic to think we're at that point where Donald Trump, the exposing agent that he's been, has pulled back the shroud of deception and corruption throughout our government. It is overwhelming, and people need to wake up for this if we are going to hold on to this Democratic Republic, wouldn't you say?
Yes, we've got to get God back into the United States, and people have to pray and have to get back on their knees, and we have to fight at the go. You know, the Democrats are even having Soros fund district attorneys now. People need to go and run for the school board, run for the city council, get involved in politics, because look how close this is. One or two votes in the Senate, and Donald Trump would have been removed. And if the Democrats ever get control of the House and the Senate, they will enact a communist revolution. They'll do a socialist revolution. Any Republican elected president will be removed by them on policy grounds, and there'll be no stopping them.
Right.
Now, that happens, the United States is in revolution.
Right.
And they'll be happy to do it. I guarantee you they will be happy to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And truth means nothing to Adam Schiff or these Democrats. They are not operating on the base facts. You can point out that, yes, Donald Trump, you know, may have asked about Biden's son in the context of we have a mutual legal assistance treaty with Ukraine and this corruption. So you mean it's okay for Biden to get $83,000 a month on a board where he's not qualified to serve because he's the vice president's son? But if Donald Trump asks about that, he has to be impeached? That's absolutely ridiculous.
No, it's insane. Well, plus on top of that, the other thing that they keep skipping over was Hunter Biden is on Air Force Two. He's on the plane with his dad going to Ukraine and even going to China. I mean, the kid doesn't even have the wherewithal to buy his own ticket to be separate from his father in this whole cabal. But, you know, the other thing, too, that's quite revealing, what Peter Schweitzer revealed, is that all five of the children of Joe Biden have their hands in the till here.
Well, and including his brothers as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is the treason runs deep right now in the Democratic Party. And if you don't believe it, just listen to Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, what they're really saying, and how they fundamentally want to make us a socialist state. And people are going to have to ask themselves, do you really want to live in a state where the government's going to sit in your living room and arrest you if you have a bad thought that they don't approve of?
Yeah, a bad thought. I mean, the thought police are coming out in numbers. That is real clear throughout this whole process. All you have to do is watch what, you know, what has happened in this whole trial. And yes, we can say it's a fiasco and it's scary, but the fact of the matter is it's a clear and present danger, is it not?
It's here. Mm-hmm. And Donald Trump, the grace of God, we got Donald Trump.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to reelect him 4 more years I'll tell you that they will wait, and they will have another Elizabeth Warren in 4 years because they're now socialists. Just take a look at AOC.
Got to leave it there. Dr. Corsi, thank you.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A-plus BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now, you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wrapping up, it appears, the impeachment trial in the Senate of President Trump. Members today are scheduled to vote on whether to call witnesses. Based on the latest vote counts, it does not appear Democrats have enough votes to get witnesses and additional evidence accepted. They wrapped up 2 full days of questions of House impeachment managers and Trump's defense lawyers yesterday. Meanwhile, front-running Democrat for the White House, former VP Joe Biden, comments this morning on the president's defense.
So I find this defense absolutely astounding. Yeah, he did it, but it doesn't matter. I mean, George Washington is rolling over in his grave with his farewell address saying, you know, the greatest threat to republics is being interfered with by foreign countries.
He spoke on Good Morning America. Brexit takes effect at 6 p.m. Eastern Time tonight in the U.K., and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, right here, right now, as we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and over 320 markets across the country. Thank you for joining in and fighting the good fight with us. With us right now, he is the host of Pro Basketball Talk on NBCSports.com. Kurt Halen joins us now. Kurt, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, good to have you here. My brother just had texted me a picture of the memorial there of Kobe and his daughter at Staples Center. And he said as he saw it, there was just this sense of noted respect and honor as people walked by, you know, that that display.
It's amazing how big the display and how much the tributes have grown with you know, flowers and mementos, various kinds. Basketballs obviously left out there. It's they put up a large banner for the multi-piece banner for people to sign, and people keep pouring in, and that's going to continue until Lakers play Trailblazers tonight. This is a guy who, you know, spent 20 years in the spotlight in Los Angeles and really connected with the people there, and they related to him.
That is clear, no doubt. Not only in Los Angeles, as I mentioned when the news broke, Kurt, that anybody who ever thought about picking up a basketball anybody, you know, as part of Laker Nation here in Southern California, Kobe's brand not only domestically was huge, but they're starting to realize that his brand extended internationally.
Very much so. He was really the first player. I mean, obviously the NBA has made inroads into China. That's been an issue of late. But the players, they've been selling shoes there for years. If you're a LeBron James or Steph Curry level player, then a summer tour of China and the Philippines, which is a basketball mad country, and maybe some other parts of the Far East, is common. Kobe was doing this before anybody else. He really made the roadmap over there. He has a separate charity that runs in China. Like, he just helps build schools and basketball courts and other stuff over there. Mm-hmm. Like, he started that way before anybody else was doing it, and to show he was really invested over there. And like I said, it became the roadmap, but he's incredibly popular worldwide. And over in the Philippines now is another place where there are just tremendous tributes to him.
Exactly. Well, deservedly so, but also I respect that the Lakers were very sensitive to the other seven people that were in the crash. They're noted on that memorial as well. These are, you know, fellow human beings, friends of Kobe, friends of so many here in Southern California, like the coach and, you know, and then you've got, you know, a husband and wife team and their daughter. I mean, and you have two surviving, you know, siblings, you know, from this accident. I mean, this is devastating. And, you know, of course, Vanessa's explanation was so touching on Instagram. I don't know if you've got a chance to see that yet, but boy, I'll tell you, it really helps you hold that in perspective. And, you know, we're all praying for, you know, Kobe's family, for Vanessa and the girls and, you know, the other family members as well. And of course, I was especially touched by the report from one of our legal analysts who happens to attend church where Kobe had attended church, and he said that the lasting picture he had in his mind was that morning at Mass. Kobe was there; he was on his knees praying.
Yeah, that would be very Kobe. I tell you, my memory of him what will stick with me of Kobe, and I've covered him, you know, for NBC for a long time, and, you know, based here in Southern California, was the year he had was out almost the entire season, for people who don't know, with a torn Achilles. And, you know, Kobe has a crazy work ethic, so he would still show up almost every game, pregame, and get in his work. Like, he's doing his training. He was, you know, diligent about his training to get back. But then he'd sometimes just come into the locker room and sit there while it was open and media were in there and talk, not on the record, not having these, you know, press conference kind of things. Just, he knew people in the media. He'd been doing this for 15, 17 years. Right. A lot of the same people. So he'd come in and talk, and it'd just be kind of a casual conversation. And what stuck with me was, you know, obviously he has four daughters. I have three daughters. I could run through the list of other people who are in cover the Lakers. A lot of people have multiple daughters. I don't know what they're putting in the water at Staples Center that's causing this, but a lot of us did. And the conversations would turn to parenting, and specifically parenting daughters. And, but as guys, as men, sometimes the challenge of relating to that and how you can help them to grow up to be strong, confident women. And, you know, we talked about sports in that regard, but it wasn't necessarily just sports. And those are the conversations that stick with me. Those moments where he is, I mean, obviously cared about his family, but also in the same way he was passionate about the craft of basketball, he thought about parenting.
Yes.
He thought about how to raise those children and how to raise those girls in a way that would help them in life beyond, you know, everything else he could provide for them. Like, how could he raise them to be thoughtful, strong, caring people? And that's what stuck with me. That's the image I'll always have of Kobe.
You know, when you hear some of the things that he has said, you know, the quotes, you know, to your point there, you realize that he was a student of life and a student of family and marriage and that, certainly a student of basketball. But at every level, I mean, what he had to say came with it this sense that, you know, there was a lot of thought and inspiration that was behind the things that he shared. And I'm grateful for that, because that will continue with his legacy. It will continue to bless people in much the same way that Coach Wooden's, poignant, proverbs would, help us to this day, even.
The Pyramid of Success, yeah. I actually have that still on the off wall in my office. I attended the John Wooden camp as a kid, and it impacted me, and I think Kobe has that same impact in a lot of ways. Obviously, he didn't go to college, because you know how much money you can make that kind of money going straight to the pros, you do it.
Yeah, but yeah, why go? I mean, but 17 years old, I mean, here he is, and,
He was always an intellectually curious person, though. Mm-hmm. And I think this was somebody who, I don't genuinely believe this about most professional athletes or a lot of entertainers or stuff, but there are some that you meet and you're like, you know what? If it hadn't been basketball, if it had been whatever else in his life, he would have succeeded, because he would have taken the same work ethic and the same intellectual curiosity into it. He is one of those guys.
Exactly. Well, Kurt, I heard that when it came to college, he did think about it, and he said that if he did go to college, he would have wanted to go. He would have chosen Duke.
Yeah, and that's a tribute to Mike Krzyzewski, the longtime coach there, and mm-hmm. his influence. Mike Krzyzewski was coach of Team USA for up until Greg Popovich took it over this last year, only because Krzyzewski's above the politics of the kind of petty politics of shoe companies and agents and everything that can come with basketball. He was revered in that way. And Kobe was drawn to that. Kobe was drawn to a guy who, again, somebody who's made a mark, a West Point guy and whatever, but because he cares about Popovich the same way, genuinely cares about the person well beyond the basketball. In fact, Popovich will be happy to talk to you about anything but basketball much more quickly. He'd be much more happy to talk about, the wine harvest he had in Napa.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Does X's and O's,
Yeah, and you can't blame him sometimes. Any surprise here, Kurt? In seeing just the people's response, to the passing of Kobe. I mean, it's hard to put this all in perspective because it is so overwhelming. As I said to people, one of the things that I heard repeatedly was, "Oh no." It just was so unbelievable that, that would be the phrase that I heard over and over again. What about you?
Yeah, I think there was a real shock for people because he was young, obviously, at age 41. But beyond that, this was a guy who had willed the universe to bend to him in a sense. Like he tears his Achilles at 34.
Right.
Most players hang it up, and he's like, no, you know what? That's a challenge. I'm not leaving on the terms of the injury is going to set. I'm going to leave on my terms. I'm going to play until I can to do. And he, in a lot of ways, controlled the narrative around himself and controlled so much. And
yes,
this is
exactly.
Obviously, this is so in contrast to that it was kind of stunning.
Right. And he was well into chapter two of his life. Kurt Helin, pro basketball talk on NBCSports.com. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Kurt, thank you so much. Appreciate the insight.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Dr. Alvina King, a Christian evangelist, civil rights activist, also known for her creative contributions in film, music, politics, education, and journalism. Speaking of which, Alvina, we got Roe v. Wade, a movie that you were executive producer on coming out, right?
Absolutely. Look for it in the spring. We're in post-production, doing some marketing things, working with some of the folks that did such a great job on Unplanned, for example. Mm-hmm. So we're doing well, and just look for it. We're very excited. We think it's so timely.
Exactly.
Well, we just finished the March for Life. It was powerful. First president spoke in America to ever speak there, President Trump. And then we come right out with the Roe v. Wade movie. We're so excited about the timing.
Well, and the thing is, what we're seeing, Alvita, is a groundswell, and which is driving the abortionists absolutely nuts because they can't quite figure this out. But here it is all these years since Roe v. Wade, and the women are realizing that they bought into a big lie. Say the women, men as well.
Men, too, we've been duped, we've been tricked, and what the women are now saying, and they're coming out, and the men are standing with them. Some of the men have even come back home, so to speak, had a powerful testimony at Students for Life, a young lady and her boyfriend then had an abortion. 9 years later, he came back. He said, I'm so sorry. I was wrong. They got married. They have children. They're speaking out for life. And the men are now saying, I regret not standing up there with you. So we have the women. Many times, there are many reasons that women abort, but more often than not, the father is involved in there somewhere, and he just wasn't able to stand with it.
Yeah, either involved or not involved, one way or another. But either way, you're out of the picture when, you know, you were there to begin with, and you needed to be there and step up. But that's not, you know, we're not condemning. We've all been there. We've all made our mistakes.
Yes,
and thank God for a redeeming God, right?
Amen. And you know, Bill and I do, and we have our own testimonies, and then
yes,
we give opportunities. I thank you for opening the airways for these types of conversations. And I don't even, you can't even count how many people you've blessed. I know you can't.
Well, no, we don't. But I leave that up to God. I just do what God told me to. And I just say the rest is the Lord's work. And we're, you know, we're delighted to co-labor with God's efforts, because we know that, as a friend of mine used to say, his super on our natural is supernatural.
Amen. Amen.
Very cool. Well, you know, it was exciting to see hundreds of thousands, not only in D.C., but also, you know, we spoke with Father Pavone, and, you know, he did the West Coast march as well.
He was on the West Coast. He was in California, mid-country, all over America. People who couldn't get to either of those locations were having their own speeches and talks and marches. Had some before that date, some after. Still have a few that are still finishing up this week. It's just been absolutely the groundswell, as you say, and that is of God. And men,
yes,
ladies who I have just started with, still okay to abort babies, they can't do anything. So they have to change and come on over and help us.
Exactly. Well, and as people are realizing the truth more every day, and of course, you know, the big battle that is going on right now, even though we're in impeachment madness, I have maintained, Alveda, at the core of all this is Roe v. Wade. It is the issue. This is why the Democrats are pushing so hard to get Donald Trump out of there, not to get him reelected, because they know if he's reelected, we're talking two, maybe even three justices that he would be in the position to appoint, and that just causes their skulls to explode.
And there's nearly 200 in the other courts, in the courts throughout the country that lead up to the United States Supreme Court. A lot of those have been already filled as well. And to do that with the justices would just be more. And interestingly enough, back to the Roe v. Wade movie, there's a lot of interaction between the justices, and you have to really listen to how this abortion became legal. And we just keep praying. Now, I want to assure those who are listening, once Roe v. Wade is proven to be really bad law, and it's not there, and I believe that will happen and happen soon, then we're going to help the families to rebuild.
Exactly.
So there's still work to do. It won't be over there. And then actually the states, it has to go back to the states anyway to ratify or redo or abolish or et cetera. So there's a lot more to be done, so we can't we can't go sit in the easy chair after that.
Absolutely not. Well, this is where Jesus' church that he established is so critical to this at the ground floor, because you have women in churches every day, and men, as we said, who are experiencing the cry of Rachel and realizing they were duped, they were lied to, and they need to have the compassion of a loving church who can come alongside and help them realize the redemption of a loving father, right?
Absolutely. And he's a good, good father. He loves us. Good model. And some of us may have, my daddy left me too early. And that hurt, broke my heart. Even my grandfather, he could have lived longer, but he was grieving. Martin Luther King Jr. left us too early. So the men in my family were gone, but I still had my heavenly father.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Even if your earthly father disappointed you one way or the other, and I'm not saying it wasn't their fault. Please don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, I missed them, but I still had God. That's the point. So
Amen.
If your father, your natural father and mother disappointed you, you have a heavenly father.
Amen.
So let's remind people that God is still there for all of us.
Well, you mentioned your uncle, Martin Luther King, and I know that it had been, you know, well, he was 39. You talk about leaving early. But, you know, to see where this country is now, you know, Dr. King, I got to tell you, I am so encouraged. I think that we are on a precipice of a breakthrough to really be able to apprehend a big part of that vision that your uncle, you know, left as his legacy. And I think that has served as our North Star. And every year we remember, you know, the words of Martin Luther King. And I'm saying, look, it's about time that we more than remember, but we actually start to live out the truths that he shared with us.
Absolutely, and we can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So one of Jesus' name is truth. One is way, and certainly one is life. So what we could do this year, especially say if you're a spiritual person, Christian, Jewish, whatever your faith is, if you believe in God and hear our voice, and if you don't, God still loves you. I want to mention that, too.
That's right.
But let's focus on voting. It's not sit home and pray. I'm just going to stay home and pray. Well, faith without works is dead. Frederick Douglass said it beautifully. I'm paraphrasing. Mm-hmm. I prayed all day as hard as I could, but nothing happened till I got up off my knees and went out and did something.
Exactly.
Let's vote, but let's vote for life. Let's vote for truth. When you vote for truth and life, you vote for God anyway. You won't vote for Jesus. Those are names of Christ.
Amen.
So
amen.
We need to register vote. It doesn't matter what political party you are.
Yes.
Forget about that. Just vote for life.
Well, Alveda, you have been privileged to know this president in a unique sort of way that many of us will never have that opportunity. You've prayed over this president. You've been in his presence. And, you know, to hear what the mainstream media and the fake news media would like us to believe, you know, there is a huge differential from who Donald Trump is and who Donald Trump, the man, as reported by the mainstream media. Help us understand, from your perspective, Donald Trump.
I have a new book. It's called The Spirit of a Dream. And in that book, I not only talk about Martin Luther King's dream or how my granddad dreamed about me before I was born, saved me from abortion, but I talk about the American dream.
Mm.
President Donald Trump is invested in the American dream.
Yeah.
And because he is, we see a different America. Hope is back. I wrote a poem several decades ago called Ripple. And in the poem, the people were hopeless, homeless, and dreamless. But we are no longer hopeless. We are no longer dreamless. Fewer and fewer people are homeless because America has gone back to work in every ethnic community.
Mm.
So what you see is a man who, he's not even rough around the edges. People think he is because he appears to speak off the cuff. But I don't believe he speaks a promise unless he's already as a businessman or a warrior counted the cost.
Exactly.
The Bible says nobody goes to war without counting the cost. So he's counted it, maybe, and looked at what it was going to take, and then he said, what we will do. He doesn't say what I will do. Sometimes he'll say, I'll bring the jobs back, but he'll say, we'll bring the jobs back. We'll go to work together. You hear him say, we much more than
exactly.
say I.
Yeah, without
so
a doubt.
So he's focused on the we, the jobs, the prison systems, the aborted babies, everything. He's putting families back together. God's using him. So he's genuine. I don't believe he makes a promise that he hasn't seriously considered.
Well, let me run this by you, because this came up in my devotion last week, and that was the realization that the mantle of the prophet is upon Donald Trump. Would you agree with that?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I think he's even a little more unique than that, because some people say there's the kingly anointing and the priestly anointing.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the prophet, the priest, and the king, and you have to be one or the other. But he's the leader of the nation.
Yes.
And yet, he covers the nation in caring with that. So I think there's a combination there of the king, the priest, and the prophet, and President Trump. And
for a time such as this, without a doubt. Yeah, exactly.
For a time
go ahead.
Such as this. Uh-huh. And who are we to question the ways of God, who God will anoint, and who God wants?
Exactly.
Look, he took David, the little scrub, although they were all tall and strong guys, took the scrub and made him a king. And then when the scrub grew up and did something he shouldn't do, he repented and God cleansed him and kept using him to the next generation. And that's how we, through all of that, we got Christ. So how can we question what God allowed?
Yeah, exactly. Dr. Alveda King, a Christian evangelist, civil rights activist, also known for creative contributions in film, and look forward to her new movie, which is going to be coming out next spring, Roe v. Wade. Dr. King, always an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless.
Thank you. Keep praying. Love you. God bless.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe.